Unit 3, Lesson 9, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. The pilot chooses to go by train. 2.
The manager invited me to breakfast this morning.
3. The librarians received a warm welcome in Guangzhou. 4. There is a flag on the top of the building. 5. He finished the race in third place. 6. Who agrees with me and who does not?
Lesson 10. Exercise 2. Listen to the questions and the conversations. Choose the correct answers.
1. What happened last week?
Have you moved into your new house yet?
No, not yet. It was painted last week, so we're not moving until next week.
2. How did the man get there?
How did you get here so quickly?
I was picked up by Mr. Liu in his car. He drove me.
Oh, lucky you.
3. Have they got tickets?
I'm going to see the Beijing dance group tomorrow. Would you like to come?
Isn't it too late to get tickets now?
A friend gave me 2 yesterday.
Oh, then I'd love to. Thanks.
4. Where will the National Day party be held?
You're having a National Day party, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Are you holding it in the hall?
We're not sure. That will be decided later by our class teacher.
5. How many students study 2 languages?
What foreign languages are taught at your school?
English and Japanese.
Are the students asked to learn both languages?
No, but nearly 50% of students choose to do both.
Exercise 3. Listen to the story and complete the sentences.
A young man went to a big department store in Guangzhou to look for a present for his mother. He didn't know what to buy for her. So he asked a woman in the shop for help. What about this? The woman said. It's a machine for making noodles. It saves a lot of time and makes beautiful noodles. It was made in Japan and works very well. I've got one myself. I just love it. That's a great idea, the young man said happily. I'll take one. There's just one thing. I live in Shende. Could you send it to me there? Certainly. Give me the address and it will be there in a week.
Lesson 11. Exercise 2. Listen to the conversation and say if the sentences are true or false.
Hi, Sally. It's Kate here. Are you free tomorrow?
Not in the morning, I'm afraid. But I'll be free in the afternoon. Why?
I'd like to ask you to afternoon tea at my house. I've invited a few people, and I'd like you to meet them.
That sounds nice. What time should I come?
About 3:30.
Great. I'll look forward to it. See you then, Kate. The next afternoon.
Hi, Sally. 3:30. You're on time.
Thanks for inviting me, Kate. What a nice house.
Thank you. Now, come in and I'll introduce you to the other guests.
Thanks. What a lot of people. Do I know anyone?
Well, there's...
Lesson 12, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Are shoes no longer made in that factory? 2. Weren't your letters received? 3. Why wasn't I called earlier? 4. Isn't this usually eaten for breakfast? 5. Why won't the guests be met at the entrance? 6. Will the horse not be ridden today?
Exercise 3. Yingtian is talking to Ben. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions.
Thanks for inviting me to your birthday party, Ben. I really enjoyed myself and the food was delicious. I'm glad you had a good time. Have you opened my present yet? Yes, and I really liked it. It's a great CD. The songs are all sung in different languages. Some of the languages I've never heard before. They are spoken in Africa and places like that. I thought it was interesting. I'm glad you like it. By the way, Ben, can you bring the birthday party photos to school next week? We're all looking forward to seeing them. I've already put them in my school bag.